Your social security number is worth more on the black market than your car. With just 9 digits, a birth date, and your full name, a stranger can buy a house, commit crimes, or destroy your financial future, all while you sleep soundly, unaware your life is being stolen. This isn't science fiction. It's the daily reality of a crime that strikes someone new every 4 seconds in America. Unlike burglary, which affects 2.6% of Americans annually, identity theft hits 4.3%, and those are just the reported cases. The crime has surpassed drug trafficking in profitability while carrying almost no risk of serious punishment. A thief has a 1 in 700 chance of being caught, and even then, rarely sees prison time. Meanwhile, victims spend an average of 600 hours and thousands of dollars trying to reclaim their own names. What makes identity theft the perfect crime? It's devastatingly simple, enormously profitable, and virtually risk-free. A laptop and phone are the only tools required. No masks, no weapons, no confrontation. For under $200, criminals purchase complete identity packages on underground websites, accessing credit cards with $5,000 limits. From 2001 to 2004, reported losses exploded from $5 billion to $54 billion, with victims increasing from 750,000 to 10 million. Though these figures underestimate reality, since businesses hide breaches and victims feel ashamed. The crime has evolved beyond stolen credit cards. Today's thieves take out mortgages, buy cars, secure employment, file tax returns, and commit felonies in your name. One woman was rejected from Target because she already worked there. 37 illegal immigrants were using her identity. Another victim discovered someone had stolen his deceased 6-year-old daughter's identity to join the military reserves, forcing him to relive his grief 19 years later. The psychological trauma often exceeds the financial damage, leaving victims with insomnia, destroyed relationships, and perpetual anxiety. Your information isn't as private as you think. ZabaSearch.com instantly reveals your address, phone number, birth date, and a satellite image of your home. For $49, criminals buy social security numbers from DocuSearch.com. The Mormon Church's FamilySearch.org database offers death records with social security numbers, letting thieves exploit identities before families can protect them. Your daily routine scatters personal data everywhere. Doctor's offices store your complete identity package, insurance cards, driver's license, employer details, bank information, often in unlocked filing cabinets. College applications plaster your social security number on every document. The Selective Service requires 18-year-olds to mail postcards with their social security numbers exposed to postal workers. Your mailbox remains a treasure chest. Americans receive 8 pre-approved credit offers monthly, plus January's tax documents and bill statements. A 1988 Supreme Court ruling made dumpster diving legal once trash reaches the curb. One Delaware waitress used a handheld skimmer to copy customer credit cards, earning $10 to $15 per card for Russian criminals. Identity thieves defy stereotypes. Women commit about half of all cases, with grandmothers running phishing schemes from home. Helen Carr, 55-year-old Ohio woman, posed online as Christy, a 20-something blonde, harvesting login credentials through fake security alerts. A 19-year-old Drexel student made $46,000 using keystroke logging software on classmates' accounts. Workplaces breed opportunity. 70% of cases trace to low-level employees selling information. Criminal rings plant operatives in entry-level positions to harvest data from the inside. Family theft inflicts the deepest wounds. Parents steal children's identities, creating fake accounts that go undetected for years. One California man discovered his half-brother had stolen his social security number, resulting in his tax refund being seized for someone else's child support. Identity theft has evolved into organized crime with corporate hierarchies. Eastern European and Russian operations run websites like Dark Profits and Shadow Crew, maintaining inventories of stolen identities for purchase. Romania imposed 15-year prison sentences, twice the penalty for rape. Identity theft destroys lives far beyond maxed out credit cards. 12% of victims acquire wrongful criminal records, drug distribution, prostitution, assault. An FBI consultant was humiliatingly searched during a traffic stop when his decades-old teenage record appeared on the trooper's computer. Thieves buy houses using stolen identities, targeting elderly homeowners with paid-off properties through county records and fraudulent loans. They file fake tax returns early. One Miami man filed returns for 614 Florida prisoners, claiming over $3 million. They create fake versions of real companies with functioning websites, pocketing customer payments. Most disturbing is how thieves warehouse stolen information for years. When Citibank lost unencrypted disks containing 2 million customers' data, experts predicted thieves would wait 5-10 years until victims' financial situations improved and vigilance decreased. Identity theft rings operate like corporations with inventory management, first in, last out, aging some identities like fine wine while selling others through online black markets. Since punishment is rare and fund recovery rarer, prevention is your only defense. Monitor credit reports every 3 to 4 months, not annually. The Fair Credit Reporting Act grants one free report yearly from each bureau. Stagger requests: Equifax in January, Experian in May, TransUnion in September. This catches fraudulent accounts early. Stop reflexively sharing your Social Security number. Only employers, motor vehicle departments, welfare offices, tax departments, and financial institutions handling taxable transactions legally require it. Everyone else merely asks. You can refuse. Invest in a cross-cut shredder. The straight type is easily reconstructed. Shred credit offers, bank statements, medical bills, and subscription renewals. Create strong passwords using random 8-character combinations of letters, numbers, and symbols. Avoid birth dates or pet names. When shopping online, only use secure sites with HTTPS and a padlock icon. If victimized, immediately report to all three credit bureaus, close compromised accounts, and file a police report. This documentation proves you're a victim. Send correspondence by certified mail with return receipt. Keep originals of everything received and copies of everything sent. Unless your case is simple, hire a resolution service. Identity theft isn't a passing trend. It's a fundamental vulnerability in how modern society operates. We've built systems prioritizing convenience over security, speed over verification. Banks resist measures that might slow transactions. We're told to protect ourselves, while institutions holding our data prioritize profits over protection. Real change requires collective action. Organizations must ask, what are we doing to protect our customers? As consumers, we must demand answers and take our business elsewhere when institutions fail us. We need uniform national legislation restricting Social Security number usage. They appear in public records across 41 states, creating 230 million opportunities for theft. We need convenient processes to expunge wrongful criminal records and freeze laws allowing us to block credit access without explicit permission. The path forward isn't paranoia, it's informed vigilance. Use secure sites and dedicated credit cards, but don't refuse all online transactions. Check credit reports regularly and shred sensitive documents, but don't live in constant anxiety. Your identity isn't just your financial security. It's your reputation, your freedom, your very sense of self. In a world where a name can become a weapon, protecting yours isn't optional. It's survival.